Off the back of news, actually, that appeared yesterday about dementia, this is becoming even more relevant, I guess, today. So just tell us a little bit about, first of all, you're part of the Good Care Group. What do they do and what's their involvement?
So just as an introduction, my name is Michelle Elliott. I work for the company called The Good Care Group, and we basically provide living care predominantly for elderly people. And we're specialists in conditions such as dementia. And we employ our own occupational therapist and admiral nurse. And we're not an agency either. We actually employ our carers, and we go through a very rigorous recruitment process because, as I'm sure a lot of people can appreciate, that living care is an extremely tough job. And I'm proud to say as well that we received outstanding from CQC, which is an extremely hard thing to get as well. And we're very much about, because we're specialists in dementia, that the opportunity to do some work in the community to make them more dementia friendly is something that, you know, we're always constantly looking to be more involved in. And so hence the opportunity to run this local memory cafe came up, and that's, you know, it's great to sort of have the opportunity to talk about that on there now.
So, the memory cafe. So, what's the idea behind that for somebody who hasn't got a clue?
Okay. So, it was actually set up by the Alzheimer's Society, and this was about the beginning of summer last year. And it's about sort of an hour and a half, couple of hours, once a month, and it's where people can come together. These are people that have either got dementia or obviously their carers. And it's getting support, it's getting advice. It can be just simply sitting down, having a cup of tea and a chat with other people. They can be various things that are on. It could be some activities. It could be someone coming in, speaking about something. But it is very simply support and advice for people with that condition and obviously their carers. I attended one, I think it was about November last year. And I did ask a gentleman there, you know, what he found most beneficial. And he actually said it's just the opportunity to talk to other people. And that feeling of not being alone, that's the most important thing. Sadly, the Alzheimer's Society have struggled with the funding side of it and resource. And they were looking to see if anybody else could continue it. So given what the Good Care Group do, given that I live locally as well, I think it's very, very important to maintain a service like this in the community. So when this opportunity came up, I felt it was the only right thing to do is to carry it on. I'm also pleased to say that I've got a lady called Nicola Roberts from the Surrey Hills Home Care, who runs a care company locally, again, specialist in dementia. She's a dementia champion herself. And so she'll be supporting me with this. As well for people.
Do you need any additional support from people as well, though? Volunteers?
Volunteers can help, yes. I'm aware of a couple of ladies that would like to come along. So, we're always open to that. You know, if people want to help out with that, then, yeah, absolutely no problem. We, you know, any support that's given is fantastic. Because, again, it's a community thing, and where there's support for people, that's what it's all
about. So the concept of the memory cafe is kind of a national thing. They happen in different regions and localities, don't they? But this is
correct.
Is this the only one in the Tanridge area, or?
I believe so. I'm sure there are other sort of ones that, you know, probably church organisations and people like that do set up. But this was just one that had been set up by the Alzheimer's Society in this area. And, and sadly, you know, they just can't continue it for funding resource reasons. So hence, from literally next Thursday, the 12th of January, we'll be taking that on and continue it. And it is actually free.
Anybody can access it. Anybody whatsoever that's got concerns, issues, wants to have a chat. It's an open door policy, yeah?
Absolutely, yeah. And as I say, it's with people that have been diagnosed with dementia and carers, you know, and just, yeah, any families, relatives that just want a bit more advice around it. To give you another example, the Alzheimer's Society have a dementia navigator, and there's a lady in the local area, and, you know, it's information like that that, you know, we can signpost people to as well if they want to, you know, further information. So It's like a lot of things, and until you're sort of told about stuff, then you can kind of be pointed in the right direction, as it were. So Yeah. All that kind of information we'll have to hand for people.
Sounds brilliant. A great resource to have locally as well, because we're trying to make the effort to, sort of people for the Tonbridge area. Sometimes a little bit of a loose end, don't know where to go. You're stuck between a rock and a hard place because you've got Croydon up the road, the city, and then are you dabbling your feet in Surrey? It's difficult. So it's great to know. So it's free. Anybody can turn up. So you said it starts on Thursday, the 12th of January. What's the times for that?
So it's 3 till 4.30, and it's at the Douglas Brunton Centre, and that's 25 Cholden Road, Caterham. And if anybody wants, further information or just, needs to know anything more, is it okay if I give out my number?
Yeah, feel free to do so, please, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so it's 07872-506-709. And my name's Michelle, and obviously I can give you more information on that.
Do you have an email address at all?
Yeah, I do. It's Michelle, that's with two L's, dot Elliot, and that's two L's and two T's, at thegoodcaregroup.com.
Superb. Thanks. Thank you very much, Michelle. While you're on, actually, just referencing back to yesterday in the report about dementia, I mean, it's one of these things. I mean, I've been touched by grandads, etc., in the past who've suffered through Alzheimer's, and the report that's come out, 10 years of research in Canada about living by main roads and the likes. Any thoughts on that, or is it just a, something which is pending comment in the future? It's early days.
Yeah, I think it's like all these things. It's, I'm sure that when it comes to pollution, that there must be some kind of link to it. But I think with a lot of stuff, it's about more research needed into this. And I know that the Alzheimer's Society are putting more and more money into research. My view, I think, with a lot of conditions is it comes back to your lifestyle, what you eat, exercise. I think exercise and eating is probably quite a key one. And trying to eliminate as much stress as well in your life. I think those things are sort of the key things, and in terms of keeping yourself as well as possible. With the pollution, the environment side, maybe there is some kind of link. It's quite possible, but again, I think there needs to be more research into that. Yeah. So,
Michelle, thank you very much indeed, and
hopefully
we'll chat to you again sometime in the future.
That'll be fantastic. Thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Michelle.
Bye.
That's Michelle Elliott from the Good Care Group.